This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshihiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games, postponed last year because of the pandemic, will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. The opening ceremony will also take place without major Olympic sponsors, the company said on Tuesday, dealing another blow to a slimmed-down games as more athletes test positive for the coronavirus. Muto is a former top financial bureaucrat with close ties to Japan's ruling party. He's also known for his careful choice of words, as organizers face domestic public angry about coronavirus restrictions and concerned over a possible spike in cases triggered by games attendees arriving from abroad. South Korea's prime minister and defense minister both apologized as hundreds of COVID-19 infected sailors were flown to Seoul on Tuesday after a Navy destroyer patrolling the waters off Africa was found to be riddled with the coronavirus. Almost 250 of the 300-strong unvaccinated crew aboard the destroyer were infected, sparking public anger at the government's failure to protect those serving abroad. The whole crew arrived home on Tuesday after the government carried out an emergency air evacuation, the defense ministry said. South Korea's defense minister apologized for not immunizing the crew before they departed for the Gulf of Aden early February. This is VOA News.